Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Listen, can the Lord really take care of my needs even when it feels and it looks hopeless? Even when it feels and it looks hopeless, it's too late. Lazarus is already buried. It's hopeless. If you were here then, you could have done what you do. No. It's never hopeless with God. There is no hopeless beyond God's help case. If God had to turn the earth round or stop the sun to get you back a day, he'll do it. God can redeem the time. How many of you have heard that saying? It's a scripture. He redeems the time. He stopped the sun. Do you think Joshua stopped the sun? No. No, Joshua didn't. Joshua had faith in the one who stopped the sun. He cried out, Lord! And God said, okay, boop, and put his finger on the sun. And so when we say he supplies you every need, it's not just money. Get out of that mindset. Because if you're thinking money all the time, you've got a problem with money or not enough. Amen. We should be past that by now. We should be giving our tithes and offerings and just blessing and giving people all the time. All over the show, wherever you go, whatever you do, bless people. Be good to people. Help the poor. Help widows. Help orphans. Help the church expand. Help them build schools. Help them build orphanages. Put your money into Israel. Start doing something. Okay. So we look at different kinds of needs tonight. There are different kinds. There's healing. There's peace. There's relational kinds of needs. Family, addiction, salvation, finances, you name it. God supplies according to his riches in glory. When he gives it to you, he that began a good work is faithful to complete it. When he comes to heal you, he won't do half a job. Some people, they get caught up in, he did it. You think he'll continue and you get into fear. Just let it go. Just trust and believe God. If God said something, then God meant what he said. My word cannot return to me void. In other words, it's got to accomplish what it was sent out for. Is that correct? My word cannot return to me void. So when God speaks a word, the word has to complete what he spoke. And until that time, it's going to stay here. And when it's complete, it'll go back. It'll return to him. Do we all agree with that? It cannot return void. Well, we do know this, that in John 1, verse 1, he says, in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word what? Was God. And then we know it says in Psalm 107, it says, verse 20, he sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So who is the word he's talking about? Who is the word? We just read it, John 1:1, right? Jesus is the word, right? He sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them, right? Who was that? That's Jesus. He sent Jesus to give us life more abundantly, peace, give us peace. Joy, he's overcome the world. Healing by the stripes on his back. Take away poverty. He came to preach deliverance. I mean, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has called me to do all these things. Everything you will ever need, God sent him to rectify and fix up. And then take you back to the blueprint of what he originally planned. Right? And so, Jesus, where is he now? He's at the right hand of the Father in heaven. So he returned. Did Jesus return to God? If you don't believe that, you're not saved. Because the Bible says you've got to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus died, lived, and went up back to heaven. Right? He resurrected, but not, he didn't just resurrect because he's still being the earth. He ascended. You see, Lazarus was resurrected by Jesus, but he didn't ascend. He's still waiting for the glorified body. Is that correct? So Jesus ascended and he's seated at the right hand of the throne of God. And not only he seated there. Ephesians 2:6, what does it say? We are seated together with Christ in heavenly places. Why? Because Galatians 2:20 tells us, I was crucified together with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Come on. Now he's in heaven. That means whatever God sent him to accomplish, he accomplished. He's gone back. My word cannot return void. So it's not returned void. So in other words, every single blessing that Jesus said in Ephesians 1:3, we've already been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. You got it? It's done. It's taken care of. So your financial problem, you're the problem, not God. Your healing, the problems in your life, not God's. Whatever it is, he's taken care of it. When he finished, the Bible says, like our high priest today, he is our high priest. He went back to heaven and he sat down with the completed work. It is finished. In the earth, they had to have the high priest every year go into the temple, go there, present the blood, come out. Go in every year, present the blood, come out. Every year in, every year out. Jesus, when he gave the blood, the spotless blood of the Lamb, he presented it to the Father. He sat. Sat down. Work's over. The work is over. He completed it. So now he's given it to us. It's up to us. It's up to me. It's up to you. And you might be thinking, well, listen, Jesus, he will supply to any situation. Any situation. Do you remember when Jesus was asked, in actual fact, Peter was asked by these Pharisees and I guess it was the Republicans they called. No, publicans, not Republicans. The publicans, the most hated people because they were collecting taxes, remember? For the Roman government? Hello? So he said, the one publican came to him and said, why does your master and you guys not pay the temple taxes? Temple taxes. Is that correct? Well, Matthew 17, verse 24. On there, and this is Jesus and his disciples arriving in Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax came to Peter and asked him, doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax? Temple tax. Everyone say temple tax. But Jesus knew that his followers were the true temple. You understand? We are the temple of God today. Amen. And so he knows, rather than shaking the foundations and causing chaos at that particular moment, he says to Peter, I tell you what, let's just obey the rules of the land, like he tells us over here. Verse 27, however, we don't want to offend them, so go down to the lake and throw in a line. Open the mouth of the first fish you catch, and you will find a large silver coin. Take it and pay the taxes for us, for both of us. Talk about finding Nemo. Right? Now this was an incredible miracle. Not only was it the miracle, the fact that it was the first fish Peter caught, the miracle was that God had preordained, pre-planned before the foundation of the world for that fish to have the exact amount
in his mouth.
We've got to break off the chains, snap all the bondage, get the cobwebs out of our head, get all that traditional religion that we've grown up with out of our lives. Oh, money doesn't grow on trees. Oh, God's not healing everyone today. Oh, God is... Just get it out of us. Please, God, let us become proper children of yours. Amen. Woe me. God did a miracle there. Now I want you to know this, that God does not make counterfeit money. He won't just print a whole lot more. But he'll have people and even fish arrange what you need. He can do that. He had a donkey speak. Balaam's donkey, remember? God can do these things. And he does these things. He will move heaven and earth. But listen, it says in 2 Chronicles 16:9, it says the eyes of the Lord are running to and fro in the earth, right? Not in heaven, in the earth, seeking somebody on whose behalf he can show himself strong, whose heart is perfect and stable towards him. He's looking for people. It's like Kit the car. Remember the car? Remember the car? Knight Rider? You all saw Knight Rider. You're all Americans. I even saw it in South Africa. What are you talking? Remember, that's how God is right now. You know, God's doing that, looking for someone who can show, he can show himself strong in their behalf. But you know who else is doing the same thing? The devil. He's looking for somebody whom he can devour. You better make sure you got the right woo-joo-joo. And so he didn't create the money in the fish. He created the money before he had it in the exact place that the fish would swallow this thing. As like Abraham. Exact same story with Abraham. He goes up the mountain. He's got Mount Moriah. He's got Isaac with him. He's got the wood. He's got the fire. And Isaac says to his dad, he says, "Dad, we've got the wood. We've got the fire. But where is the offering?" Abraham's answer was just, to me, that answer was God. God spoke through him. Do you understand? Because he said these words. He said, "The Lord will provide himself an offering." The Lord will provide himself an offering. Oh, sweet Jesus. He provided Jesus as an offering for us. Oh, Lord God. He provided the offering of Jesus. Right there is a shadow on top. I mean, everything in the Old Testament is a shadow on top of Jesus coming. It's powerful stuff. But he said he will provide an offering for himself. He will provide the sacrifice, sacrificial offering. And Moses and Abraham had Isaac on the altar ready to sacrifice his son with a knife. And as he was about to plunge, I mean, it was done as far as Jesus was concerned. It was a done deal. He was about to plunge that dagger into his young boy's heart. And the angel said, "Abraham, whoa, what's that?" He said, "Do not harm the child, for now I know your heart is right towards me." And then he heard, meh, meh. And he looked to the right, and there was a little ram caught in a thicket in the branches of a tree. You think that little amby-pamby or ramby, whatever he is, walked up that mountain 2 minutes before? That happened before the foundation of the world. God provided that ram. He sent the ram on a little track. And this little lamb or ram was walking around, sniffing here, sniffing there, and chewing here, and chewing there, and going up this mountain. And it was in the perfect place at the perfect time. God has not got an arm too short that it cannot do absolutely everything. But we become so religiousized that we talk Jesus and we have Elizabethan English and the Lord saith, "Thus saith the Lord unto me." And your life is messed up, completely, completely nutso. And we say, "Thus saith the Lord." Listen, don't "thus saith the Lord" to me until the Lord really speaks to you. We can't be standing on a soapbox pretending we believe God, pretending we trust God. God is looking for a remnant. I'm telling you, God is about to do something this year. Remember, we spoke about this already and we're seeing it. We said that this is a year of prophetic declaration and manifestation together with honor. You honor God, you honor God's people, you honor what God gives you, and then you decree, you declare, you prophesy, and you watch the manifestation, and we're seeing it with our own eyes exploding around us. How many of you are seeing what you're decreeing and declaring, you're prophesying, you're seeing manifestation? God said it's going to come quick. Remember we spoke at the beginning of the year? Well, we've seen it. Not stopping. We're only in February. Amen. And so God will reach you anywhere. Doesn't matter where you are. He reached mankind when we were ready for the pit, ready to go to hell. He came as a baby, not in a castle. He came where the lowest of the low could meet him.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy saving agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the oldest trained air conditioning service specialist in South Florida, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Live to Love. When you hear the word love, what do you think? Do you think romance, relationships, and marriage? That is a kind of love, but there is also another.